We aim to shift at a strategic level and drive this healthcare sector to lead from within and push that broader societal change and progress.
Welcome to See You Now Insights. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. In the United States alone, healthcare accounts for nearly 9% of the entire national carbon footprint. And yet, the sector charged with healing people is contributing to the very conditions that make them sick. Climate change is a disease multiplier, driving heat exacerbation, increasing air pollution, and accelerating vector-borne illnesses that fall hardest on the communities least equipped to absorb them. For healthcare leaders, this is no longer a future problem. This is today's operational, ethical, and patient safety reality. In this insight from episode 104, Practicing Green Health, nurse Shanda Demarest walks us through three essential strategies to embed sustainability practices into the operational system and the culture of healthcare. Finding the channels of appeal that move leadership to act, engaging communities as genuine partners in the work rather than subjects of it, and mobilizing nurses, because no profession is better positioned to lead this charge.
My name is Shanda Demarest. I am the Sustainability Solutions Director for Practice Green Health and Healthcare Without Harm. And every day I work to support a team that helps our hospitals and health systems across the country reduce their environmental footprint as part of the mission to deliver really safe and equitable healthcare to all. This work for me is so personal. And over the years, I've been fortunate to build a community in this space, and that started with nurses. In the work that we do at Healthcare Without Harm and Practice Green Health, we drive our mission forward with this concept of just imagine healthy people living in equitable and resilient communities on a thriving planet. We center people. And as part of that mission, we aim to transform healthcare worldwide to reduce our environmental footprint, but also so that our health systems are becoming an anchor for this sustainability. And we have a network of over 1,700 hospitals across the U.S. We get into Canada a little bit as well. And we help them embed this sustainability into healthcare operations and into healthcare culture. So we aim to shift at a strategic level and drive this healthcare sector to lead from within and push that broader societal change and progress. And the reality of our situation is, we are on a collision course towards a planetary health crisis, and this concept of sustainability and resilience for the future is really what drives our work at Practice Green Health and Healthcare Without Harm. One thing that we are exploring more is this concept of channels of appeal. How do we guide healthcare leadership to really center sustainability and climate action in some of their strategic planning? And certainly health equity is a very important channel of appeal, but there are other home run elements for sustainability that can help justify this. So for example, millennials and Gen Zs, we do comprise the largest percentage of the workforce across all health professions. And Deloitte performs a survey annually called the Global Millennial and Gen Z Survey. And basically, year after year, we see these two generations identifying climate action and sustainability mission as key decision factors for why these folks are choosing to work in certain places. And so for health systems that are centering sustainability and health equity from an environmental perspective in their mission and in their strategic plan, that's a hook for these generations, not only bringing them into the healthcare workforce in the first place, but keeping them there and keeping them engaged and bringing them into that culture of the work that they're doing. Climate change and planetary health issues are a disease multiplier. And so when we're seeing heat exacerbation, increased air pollution, those vector-borne diseases, those same populations will experience greater impacts. When we look at this from a community perspective, and this is something that I really want to drive home, oftentimes, and we're learning this more and more, when health systems have community-oriented missions or community-oriented programs, there's this concept where healthcare will do for the community as opposed to healthcare doing with the community. And so when we are aiming to increase community health and weave that into sustainability and environmental programming, bringing the community voice and appropriately compensating individuals for this and including them in the process is absolutely imperative. The last thing we want to do in this process is approach community engagement through an extractive lens. And I think that's something that as we learn more about how to bring the community into the space, crafting this from a co-design and collaborative angle is really, really important. When we think about engaging nurses in climate change, certainly we want all nurses, all health professionals, but really nurses, to take action and to have the tools and resources they need to reduce the environmental impact of their work, of their role, of their health organization, and thereby reducing the impact on human health. And so this program was called the Nurses Climate Challenge and was first an educational campaign where this program got the tools and resources into the hands of nurses to understand how climate change was impacting the patients that they were working with in their hospitals, in their communities, in their schools, and then gave them the resources to reduce the environmental impact of what it meant to practice as a nurse. And so now, over the last 6-7 years, that program has grown to be engaging nurses across over 40 different countries. We've educated collectively over 60,000 people now about what it means to be a climate advocate from the nursing perspective. And it's so exciting to see this profession just contributing to the momentum and really leading the way in our health sector. You know, we're taking care of folks every day that are experiencing these health exacerbations from climate change. And now the focus is more, how do we mobilize all health professionals to, you know, contribute to this planetary healing?
From episode 104, Practicing Green Health, from 2024, that was nurse Shanda Demarest. Shanda is no longer with Practice Green Health, but her insights and guidance continue to be a resource. You can listen to this episode and all of our episodes featuring nurses who are innovating to tackle climate-related health effects, and check out other See You Now episodes in our library when you search for See You Now wherever you get podcasts. Also, we are very excited to share an opportunity that shines a spotlight on the nurses you know whose work reflects grit, innovation, or extraordinary care. Perhaps that even describes you. Nominations are now open for the first ever Time Healthcare Champion of the Year in partnership with Johnson & Johnson, a branded award. Find a link to submission details in our show notes. Please subscribe to the show and rate and review us. It helps others find us. Also, we would love to hear from you. Email us at hello@seeyounowpodcast.com. For See You Now, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.